Gary, conditions not great, I'd imagine, today for the lads. What did you make of your team's performance in a 1-1 draw?
Well, the levels that we've set ourselves this season, we didn't quite hit them to start with, but, you know, and then we found ourselves a goal down. But the equaliser, which I felt had a little bit of luck about it, got us going a little bit, and we had to get into the players a little bit at half time, and I thought they came out and responded well for us.
Real scruffy goal to concede, wasn't it, after you'd been so solid recently?
Yeah, very much so. You know, credit to the lad. You know, he's held off Shane Duffy, which has not happened much this season, if at all. And, you know, he did. He out-muscled Duffers, but, you know, and slotted it away. But we probably needed that to get us going a little bit. You know, we looked a little bit flat. But like I say, once we got back in, got the equaliser, then we got going.
It was a bizarre goal, Tom Lawrence's goal. They all count, Gary. I'm sure he will tell us that he was looking for a teammate. Well, I hope he would anyway. What
he
do
might
you think?
Be telling you he meant it. He might be telling you he meant it. All right, listen, I'm absolutely delighted for him, you know, because he's had a couple of great opportunities for us recently and he's not been able to convert them. And, you know, he's got one today that had an element of luck about it. And that's sometimes how it goes for strikers, but he's been wonderful for us, and I thought, again, second half especially, you know, he started running at him even from wide when we moved him out wide, and he was a threat for us.
He was really unlucky with his second attempt, wasn't he, just before half-time? A mixture of the goalkeeper and the post kept it out.
Exactly. And like I say, there was only a few that got us going first half that kept us in it, but the second half, I thought, we were certainly better to a man.
Was there really enough second half to really say we deserve to win that? Or do you think when you look at it as a piece, a draw is about right?
I think on reflection, probably a draw is about right. But then, you know, they're talking about a wonderful save from their goalkeeper to keep Ben Marshall's unbelievable effort out. You know, it was a truly remarkable save. And, you know, we could be talking about a win from that.
Yeah, and in terms of Jason Steele, he made one or two second half as
no,
well.
No, certainly, yeah. You know, he made a decent save at the post. Well, I thought that save was one of the best I've seen for a long time.
I think I remember saying to you about 2 or 3 weeks ago, are you getting the best out of Ben Marshall? And dear me, in recent weeks, we are seeing one of the best fullbacks in the league, aren't we?
Well, I've just said in the written press there, I don't think there's many players in the world that can go right back, right wing, left wing, number 10. And he assures me he's not a bad goalkeeper. But I hope I never have to experience that. But no, he's in a very good vein of form for us. You know, in the first half, he's had a great run for us as well. And, you know, he provides us such a great threat from the attacking position. But he can also defend, and he absolutely loves the challenge of playing there.
Is the only downside to it that you might lose a little bit more in the final third?
Yeah, very much so. But, you know, if you look back over the course of a couple of games that we've played, a lot of our players gone through, the fullbacks being high, and his delivery from that area has been important for us as well.
Glad to have the break now to get everyone a few days break and then a bit of hard work.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, the good thing for us on this break is that Scotland haven't got a game either, so our captain gets a break. And, you know, they've performed ever so well, the lads, and they've had a right good go. And, you know, we're unbeaten in three now, and we've got to come back and really kick on after this break.
Just in closing, Gary, are you leaving here a disappointed man tonight? That you're not leaving with a victory, the fans aren't leaving with a victory, one or two mumbles and grumbles at the end because you're not doing?
Well, you're always disappointed when you don't win games and frustrated, but you have to take into consideration, you know, the level of the opposition today. You know, I think Lee Carsley's done a great job since he's gone in there, and they've came, I think, winning 4 out of 5. So, you know, we knew it was going to be tough, and you don't always get your own way in the Championship.